St. Thomas Aquinas has many small angels around him. He says, "Praise be to Jesus." Let us begin where you got confused yesterday and chose not to write anything down. Remember, your job is to transcribe what I say, not to understand it. He smiles. Each one's spirituality is his relationship to the tenets of holy love. The soul has many choices. These choices can be portrayed as chambers in the human heart. Just like the chambers of the sacred united hearts, the soul is not in each one at once. It is according to free will which chamber the soul chooses in the present moment. Here are the chambers I am discussing. 1. Belief in the messages of holy love. Understands Jesus gave these commandments when he was alive. Lives the messages. Desires the love in his heart be purified. The soul is entering the first chamber of the united hearts. 2. Recognizes the value of living in holy love. Soul is still attached to things of the world, reputation, power, money. He is not willing to give any of these up. 3. Apathetic to holy love, his own spiritual journey. The soul does not pursue spiritual holiness. 4. Does not believe in holy love. 5. Opposes holy love. When I speak of holy love, I do not refer to this mission specifically, but the commandments given by Jesus. So you see, free will chooses the path, the chamber the soul is in, and the chamber he accepts as his goal. All come together in the free will choice of each present moment. In explanation, the two great commandments, love God above all else, and love your neighbor as yourself.